All right, so those are some of the big stories as we enter this last week of June. I mentioned the dairy industry, and I want to bring in Peter Vitaliano. He is the chief economist for the National Milk Producers Federation. Peter, thank you for joining us. First of all, I know the dairy industry was very happy to get the news that the producers will be able to have access to those prevent plant acres September 1 and not wait till November 1.
That is correct, Mike. As you know, hay and feed and forage crops are getting a little bit scarce and expensive out there because of the difficulties in getting plantings done this spring. And we're hearing anecdotally from our own members that prices are going up and that it's becoming increasingly scarce. And USDA had heard that all across the country, and I think that's what basically led them to make that decision.
Meanwhile, sign-up is underway for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program. Big improvements over the MPP program. What are you hearing? What are you seeing as far as the interest level and sign-up in this program here in the early stages?
Well, we're hearing a lot of interest in sign-up, and we would expect dairy farmers showed last year when the program was it's been improved in a couple of stages. At the beginning of last year, as you know, the budget bill significantly lowered the premiums for the coverage under 5 million pounds of production, and farmers went in that 1 year from basically showing almost no interest in signing up for the program at any of the buy-up levels that required payment of premiums to, I think, over 20,000 producers signed up, many of them at the maximum level. So they're very quick to recognize program improvements and the farm bill at the end of last year and a decision on the alfalfa portion of the cost formula just before the sign-up was announced have made two further improvements in the program. As you know, the farm bill raised the maximum coverage level from $8 to $9.50 per hundredweight for the first 5 million pounds of production. The most recent change administratively was USDA incorporated a blend of the average quality alfalfa throughout the country and the higher levels, premium and supreme grade, that is what we call sort of dairy quality alfalfa, into the formula. And that that change, by my calculations, has basically increased the cost calculation, therefore reducing the margins and therefore increasing the payments by an average of about 23 cents per hundredweight of milk just in the first 4 months that we've had those announced.
So some much-needed improvements. This is more of the program you had in mind, right, when the old MPP went into place and Congress made changes to it, to what you wanted, and a lot of producers unhappy with it, but these are big steps in the right direction.
Yeah, it's been a long slog, but we're getting back to where the program should have been. It was a new program that we came up with, and you never know how it's going to work. But as I say, when Congress initially, basically put it together in the Farm Bill, it was just, and this is getting back to, as you said, where we'd really imagine the program in the first place. And we expect a very large sign-up. By my calculations, just in the first 4 months, if you sign up at $9.50, and there are no would be made for $9.50 coverage, which is not the case, we expect several more months of payments. But even if there were no more months after just the first four, that would average the payments, the margins would average about 41 cents per hundredweight for the year, and that would result in a payment after a slight reduction for sequestration and taking off the 15 cent per hundredweight premium for that $9.50 coverage. That would still be a net of 23.3 cents per hundredweight. So any farmer who just goes down to the FSA office and signs up for the program, pays the $100 fee if they're not already signed up in the program. Just by going and signing up, they will get at least 23 cents per hundredweight net for just that act of signing up, and it'll be undoubtedly be higher when the year is done.
How long do they have to sign up?
I'm not sure. That may have been announced, but I'm not aware of that at this point. Every farmer should have gotten a postcard.
Yeah.
Every dairy farmer informing them about the program, what their production history is, and the details on the sign up.
Right. And it's underway now. Dairy Margin Coverage Program. Very good. Peter, thank you for being with us. Appreciate the update.
Okay.
Peter Vitaliano, Chief Economist for the National Milk Producers Federation, joining us on AOA.